I've looked forward to coming to the AGM for more than 20 years now, to meet the shareholders and to tell our story. And I'm sorry for all of us that we're not able to share this year's AGM. But the travel restrictions don't stop us from making this CEO presentation, and they don't stop us from carrying on with the business. Let me start this year's presentation by providing a short summary of 2019, and then we can review the current market situation and finish with an outlook for the future. In the simplest summary, 2019 was record everything. Our series production was up 30%, revenue was up 33%, the operating result increased by 36%, earnings per share increased by 48%, and our cash flow from operations was up by 52%. But it wasn't only the financial results that were so strong in 2019. It was also a really busy year in the field. We supported 10 new installations and upgrades, and of course, this gave us record installation revenue of 11.9 million crowns. Our series production surpassed the 3 million engine equivalent milestone. We commissioned our first Castracker installation, and we launched the fourth generation of our CGI process control technology, the System 4000. So 2019 was a year that we can all be proud of, but that's not the story anymore. The story is about today, and the story is about the future. If we begin with the current production, 2020 started well. We were running in the low 3 million engine equivalent level in January and February, and that was up 5% year-on-year. But the production decreased to 2.4 million engine equivalents in March, which was 25% below March 2019, as some of our main foundries went on shutdown. And then the production decreased further to 1.0 million engine equivalents, which is 70% below April 2019, as most of the rest of our main foundries joined the shutdown. But we started to see signs of improvement in May as some of our foundries reopened, and the series production increased to 1.6 million engine equivalents. That's 45% below May of 2019. So far, we've seen the low point in April, and now another one of our main foundries has resumed production in early June. So we're hopeful that June will show further improvement, and we're also hopeful that April will remain as our low point. So everybody who watches the 10 o'clock news knows that it's been a difficult patch and that it's not over yet, but at least it seems to be getting better. The truth is that we still don't have good visibility of the short-term production, and that's not surprising. Even the OEMs don't know what the customer demand will be. So there's a big element of wait and see for everybody. But there's also some good news. Pickup trucks sold really well through the lockdown, and as you know, approximately 50% of our production is for U.S. pickup trucks. So now the pickup inventory is low, and we can hope to benefit from a refilling of the supply pipe. Ford and General Motors have both announced that they'll cancel their summer shutdowns this year to make up for the lost production time. And overall, it seems like the production side will be okay. The bigger question is on the consumer demand side. Beyond the series production, the installation outlook is really strong. And the WHB foundry in Brazil exercised the System 4000 purchase option in May, so that goes directly to our P&L. And the Scania and FAW First Automobile Works in China, those two System 4000 plus installations remain on schedule for the second half of the year. With these three installations and other small stuff that we'll get during the year, we're confident that we'll beat the 11.9 million crown installation revenue from 2019, and that we'll set a new record for installation revenue in 2020. With the expected installation revenue this year, our break-even volume calculates to around 1.5 million engine equivalents. So we were negative in April, and we were neutral in May. But with our run rate of 2.25 million engine equivalents for the first 5 months, and with the hope that the low point is behind us, we're safely positive. So the short-term outlook is still uncertain, but we feel safe. The long-term outlook is easy. For SinterCast, nothing changes. And as the WHB management nicely said in our joint press release on 28 May, the trend toward improved fuel economy and reduced emissions is irreversible. And SinterCast is a part of that trend. Nothing changes in the long term. So the production is starting to improve and the installation outlook is really strong, but there's still a lot of uncertainty in the lockdown and the overall economy. So let's get a few more months behind us so we can have a better understanding of the difference between the refilling of the supply pipe and the new normal, and hopefully also a better visibility of the market outlook. And SinterCast has a really strong track record as a dividend company, and our intention is for SinterCast to continue to be a dividend company. And part of that is our intention to convene an EGM in the autumn where we can present a dividend proposal to our shareholders. And we all look forward to that. Thank you.